previously on the Hooli's Hooli.
How about that? The whole Facebook charade, Zuckerberg in front of Congress.
Creep.
What do you think? Thanks. What do you think about that, creep?
Well, you know what? I wish I would have thought of Facebook.
Me too. Sometimes I've convinced myself that I did think of it and just wasn't bright enough to act on it. You ever have that happen?
No.
I invented that at some point. I know I did. I know I thought of it. And
you're looking at a protractor? I invented this.
No, it doesn't happen with protractors very often.
You're not looking at protractors.
When's the last time you
imagine a guy looking at a fork and convincing himself that he invented the fork?
Yeah, he's...
I know that I came up with this at some point. I know I did. From 40 AM WSBC, welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me as always, twin brother Billy.
Hi.
With his lovely Under Armour skull cap.
It's cold out there.
And the greatest human on earth, Clayton O'Brien. Hi, Clay.
Currently the greatest human.
Sure, that's fair to say.
I'm too cold.
Too cold? Yeah, it's been a cold week.
I don't like it.
No.
Clay, this might be the longest I've ever seen your hair in quite some time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, that's when you know it's cold out. O'Brien's got a...
trying to warm my skull.
His fro going.
Bill's trying to warm his skull, too, with that skull
cap.
No,
I don't have any hair. Like, if I had O'Brien's head of hair, I mean, we talk about this every episode.
You're right, though, Bill. That is acceptable for bald guys in the theater. Have you ever noticed? If you ever look at, like, the Broadway Broadway Internet Database thing.
Okay.
They have an IMDb for theater actors.
Sure. I
forget what it's called now.
Yeah.
The Broadway Internet Database.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Sounds legit.
Yeah. He ain't no movie actor, but he is on that Broadway movie database, or Broadway actor database.
Uh-huh. They wear skull caps?
They got all the actors that are bald on Broadway are allowed to wear skull caps. Yeah, like red carpet, you know? Like you see a picture of like Ed Harris with a skull cap on. You see a picture of, you know, I don't think David Mamet's wearing too many skull caps, but you get the gist,
skulls,
right?
Scarves and skull caps.
Yeah, the Kangol.
Oh, the Kangol, but that's more of
the backwards Kangol.
Backward. Well, Samuel Jackson's been doing that forever now.
Yeah.
I'm talking more about that look. It's the skull. It's like the, it's a skull cap.
I think Bill should get into Kangol big time.
Bill should get into Kangol?
Yeah.
That's the brand of the hat.
Maybe we should just have t-shirts that say Billy likes Kangol. And we sell them at Billy's Toys. It has nothing to do with toys or anything.
It just says Kangol on it.
Yeah. It says Kangol with a C. And then we have a kangaroo like pointing the other direction.
We'll get sued.
Anyway, Bill's got a skull cap on.
Yeah.
And he looks lovely.
Thanks.
We talk about fashion always on this program. It's a very important, intrinsic part of our lives.
Yeah, considering I'm wearing warm-up pants and you got two jackets on.
I haven't bought clothing from a store where clothing is new in probably about a decade.
New to you is like 98.
New to me is like I walk through Goodwill, I go, look at this. A Brooks Brothers shirt with one pit stain. Score!
Uh-huh.
Got all the buttons.
All the buttons and only one pit. One spit.
It's got 12 out of 14 buttons. It's a keeper.
This is new. This is not barely ever been worn.
Someone wore it for 15 years.
Yeah. Some guy who worked at Office Max had that on for 16 years before
every
he wore
it. Day.
Every day.
So you're kind of like Larry Hankin's character in Armed and Dangerous.
The great Second City actor, Larry Hankin.
Yeah. So like in the movie Armed and Dangerous where they finally go to the garbage lot or
yes,
the
when
dump.
They're when they're
like,
working
anybody
for the
see a shoe around here. You find another one of these shoes. I found a toothbrush like 200 yards. You know when he does that whole bit.
Yes,
is that what you're like talking to people at a Goodwill store? There's a size 31s of these corduroy pants over there. You got to get them. They're $6.99.
Yeah, that's like me before a job interview. Yeah. You know, I'm looking around the Goodwill. I'm going, did anybody see this other Florsheim?
Did anybody die in a suit today? I can buy.
Anyway, things are good for me. It's snowing, man. Like,
I know.
It's snowing right now. What's the date?
It's April the 18th.
April 18th. We taped this show on Wednesdays for our Saturday night listeners, all 12 of them.
So what? So it's snowing. So when it's too hot, you're going to complain about that.
We got to have hot topics on this program, Clay.
Hopefully.
That's what we said right before we went live here. We said, we got hot topics?
Patty sat down and he got this piece of paper out like he's, you know, Ted Koppel. And he writes at the top of it, topics. And he underlines it. And then his first bullet point, it says, hot topics.
Number one, it's underneath topics. It says, hot topics. Got to talk about hot topics because what good are topics unless they're hot? Correct. Right? Nobody wants a cold topic to talk about on their program.
No.
What would be a cold topic? Something that happened like
murder.
5 years ago?
The dark web. You know?
Like the internet's out.
Right. You know? Hey, coming up next, human trafficking tales. Yeah. Cold topics. Those aren't hot topics. Those are topics that make people nervous and scared and worrisome.
Cold topics.
You know? They got to put your skull cap on for those kind of topics, right, Bill?
Yeah.
Number two that I had underneath hot topics, the next topic we were going to talk about is other topics.
That are right. hot.
That are
may
not
or
hot.
May not be hot.
Yeah. And number three, the final, because we it is just topics, T-O-P-I-X, which, by the way, is a real thing. You know what topics is,
Topics
Bill?
Is a hair thing that people put on their scalp. Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, it's like sawdust.
It's kind of like sawdust. I don't know. It's supposed to have these
it
micro...
It sticks to your real
yeah,
hair.
Yeah, but it's got like supposed to have these microfibers where they like all connect.
Hey, guess what? It doesn't.
I don't know. I got a haircut from a guy who had topics.
How'd he look?
Once. Terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you got a haircut from a guy who had that topics.
I looked at his head, let me and just then they were selling it in the barbershop.
For our radio listeners.
It's like shaking dead ants on your head.
Yes.
That's what the lady at the barber says, or the beauty salon. Put this on, it's like shaking dead ants on your head.
Looks terrific.
You look like Liberace in about 10 minutes. For our radio listeners.
You look
listeners,
like Travolta.
Our radio listeners, Topics, T-O-P-I-X, is a topical hair solution for
I've seen it.
Balding men that probably are around a 5 on the Norwood scale.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that area range.
Sure. Not in deep trouble, but getting
there. No, they're
not,
getting there, and they need the topics.
Yeah, they need topics, right?
Yeah.
To talk about and on their head.
The top of your head. Topics.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, topics.
We thank you. We understand that it's the top of your head, sir, but where did the IX come from? Why IX? Could have been top hip.
Why IX?
Why IX?
Because IX not going to work.
Oh, the owner of Topics Hair Care Solutions is Russian, I see.
He is. So, I invent scam. I sell to American, I buy boat.
I invent scam, I sell to American, I buy boat.
That's it.
That's Russian dream.
That's Russian Russian oath.
Russian oath?
Yes.
That's what they say before they enter the sales force.
What was Bill's bizarre
Russian
question?
Russian topics?
No, my bizarre question was, is because he was doing an outline, I thought about it, and I went, oh, that's an interesting, you know, outlining and trying to stay organized. That's been
something you haven't done in a while.
I'm trying. Still, it's still a challenge.
On the show prep, you mean, before we go live?
Just everyday life when you think about, what do I outline this situation? And then I thought, yeah, you remember the scientific method? And I forgot. That has nothing to do with outlining, but it just was like, you know.
It's just getting things in order.
It's getting things done and figuring out a solution to the topics.
Have you seen it? Yeah, exactly. You got to come up with topics. You got to have a
hypothesis.
You got to have a hypothesis.
Yeah, what are they?
So I believe it's purpose.
No, it's title.
Title, purpose.
Hypothesis.
Hypothesis.
Data.
Data overview.
No, data and then conclusion.
Conclusion, right? Yeah.
Isn't there an experiment in there somewhere?
I guess that would calculate under the data and the hypothesis. Like,
yeah, you
let's assume that no one knows.
Yeah.
That's the
data,
scientific
hypothesis.
Method.
This week on the Hooli Schooli, we talk science for all the listeners out there. This is the scientific method. Yes,
Bill? Mike's
got
it pulled up for right here. It's, question, hypothesis, experiment, observation, analysis, conclusion. Boy, we were way off.
So you.
I was right.
Go back. Let's not hurry through that. Let's listen to that again. What is it, Bill?
Question.
That's the number one.
A hypothesis.
Two.
Experiment.
Mm-hmm.
Observation.
Mm.
Analysis. And then conclusion. So when they were inventing topics, they had to go through this.
They skipped a couple.
Oh, you mean when they were inventing, like, topics, the hair care solution you're discussing? Let's not confuse the radio listeners now. Topics has gone swinging on a swinging swivel doorway.
We're giving them a lot of press.
We are. We should hit them up for an advertisement. You guys have an Irish radio show. I see that Topics is one of your sponsors.
A lot of bald people in the Irish community.
How'd you land them? Well, we just got in a heated discussion one evening.
Discussion about hot topics.
Heated discussions about hot topics. This is where we come up with ideas, and then we put them right through the scientific method, and then they're out for production at Billy's Toy Shop.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well,
Topics, I think, bleeds, too, though. Like, it's like there's like, you know, like if it gets wet, you're in trouble.
Thank
just
Bill, if most things in life get wet, you're in trouble.
Yeah. You don't want to get wet out there, kids.
You ever think somebody's ever said that to their boss? Why are you late? I got wet.
I got wet.
Why are you so mad? I'm wet.
How come you're late for work? I'm wet. Why didn't you graduate from college on time? I was wet.
Well, I've heard that before. Stop it, I'm wet. Like a guy's been like drinking all afternoon in a bar. Like he's loaded. Man, you know he's wet. Okay.
No one's used that expression.
Yeah, I'm going to go get wet tonight.
I've never heard that in my whole life.
I said that.
I was an alcoholic for a long time.
You never said to your friends, let's go get wet.
No, I never said it.
Doesn't Denzel ask Ethan Hawke if he wants to get wet in training day?
Yeah, but that's...
That's PCP, bro.
Yeah. You know what's better than all that stuff and perhaps the greatest thing in the world?
You know what is that it doesn't get ruined when it's wet?
No, McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
That's right. You almost have to get it wet.
You got to get it wet. You got to shake out the packet and put a little wet on it, a little moisture. McCann's Irish Oatmeal is the greatest Irish oatmeal and oatmeal in all of the world.
The land.
That's correct. If you eat it every morning, you will come up with a scientific procedure. Is that what that was called again?
A scientific method.
The scientific
you
method.
Will, everything you do that day will have a method to it. Yeah. This show is presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. The Hooli's Hooli returns after these messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember, their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Tell him your story. That's Tom Gorman. He's a good guy.
He is a good guy.
He is. great lawyer too if you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Help.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Hooli Slew Radio Hour. We were talking about some really hot topics if you missed out before. Clay, yeah, go ahead. You're raising your hand.
Speaking of great lawyers, today is my father's birthday.
Is it?
Oh,
yeah. God rest his soul.
Happy birthday, Lawrence.
Yeah.
I miss Larry.
Yeah, Larry was a fantastic lawyer.
Larry was the pioneer of holding conversations in court of the ilk that we hold here in these fine offices at WSBC.
Yeah.
Yeah. God bless him. I do miss him. We do have a guest on the program. He's been on this show a couple times now. I think it's a couple times. My brain's getting foggy over these last 2.5 years of nothings. But I believe he's a memorable guest and a comedian here in Chicago and a good friend of the program. Please welcome Alex Joyce to the program. Hi, Alex.
Great to be here again.
Uh-huh.
I love you guys.
Listen to that audience clap for Alex
Joyce. We love
Joyce.
You as well.
He has a hat on for our radio listeners tonight as well. It's a pink hat. It's a pink baseball cap. What does it say on there? Let me look at that.
I think it says Clingstone Paths.
Clingstone Paths?
Yes, which is I sell a product that binds pea gravel together to make pathways.
God, that's exciting. Wow.
Why am I wearing a pink hat? Because I'm starved for attention.
Is that what they gave you before you walked in the convention hall? They said, all you guys are wearing pink today.
I can't give away any of the pink ones to any of these like macho contractor guys.
Yeah, they don't want them.
So I'm wearing it. I'm not macho.
No, but you are suave.
You know what you are? You're paving America.
I think so.
One pebble peep stone at a time.
Yes.
And you bear toffee.
You did. We talk about candy on this program quite a bit, Alex, if you've been listening. And out of nowhere tonight, as we welcomed you into the doors here, you came with treats for us. Clay is indulging right now, and Bill had a piece beforehand.
I already had some, so good.
Your family is in the candy business as well, if I'm correct.
That's correct. Steeplechase English Toffee.
Which I'm eating right now, and let me tell you, is unbelievably good.
I believe
it's outstanding.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I'm going to crack my tooth or something if I get too into it. Is it worth it?
No.
It's worth thousands of dollars.
It's not like real like hard. It just melts, kind of cracks in your mouth.
It melts, baby. It's
very nice.
These guys can go work for you guys. This toffee melts in your mouth. It's not going to hurt your teeth. Don't you worry.
Best, yeah.
You've been making this stuff since 95?
That's right. My mom has been making this stuff like forever, but my dad used to sell concrete here in Chicago, and he would call in customers and... just bothering them. If you're a salesman, you're going to bother people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he would give them toffee. So my mom's toffee or whatever. And
sorry for bothering you. Have some toffee.
He's like, oh, here, have some candy or whatever. And for years, they would just be like, Joyce, I don't need any concrete, but if you bring me candy, I like the candy.
You know? So you guys started the candy business.
Once my brother and I went off to college and she didn't have anybody to scream at, she started the business. And
Steeplechase English Toffee.
That's it, yeah.
And you guys live in the South now. We talk a lot about the South here on this program.
We live in the mountains of North Carolina.
Yep.
In Haywood County.
Yeah, it's toffee country out there.
Oh, it is. It's big time toffee country. That's where we make it, and we'd love you to have some if you'd like to have some.
Loving it.
Yes, I would. Now, first, is that near Asheville?
It is. It's like we live 20 minutes from Asheville. Yeah.
Asheville, North Carolina.
Yes.
And you spent much of your formative years there, correct? I mean, you guys were from the south side of Chicago originally, but you guys did move at some point.
We moved to North Carolina when I was 12.
When you were 12 years old?
Seventh grade, yeah.
Okay. And then you went to the University of Alabama. We covered that last time on the program.
That's right.
Roll Tide, huh?
It's an academic powerhouse.
You ever hang out with A.J. McCarron or any of the old quarterbacks?
Well, I just drink a lot of beer and probably.
Roll Tide!
Roll Tide, roll.
All right, well, where does the name for the candy company Steeplechase originate from?
I guess I'll make it up. I mean, I don't know.
There's a picture of a guy and a horse.
They live near, they live near a town called Tryon where they do a steeplechase thing where it's like horses. It's very regal. There's parts of the South where it's almost like England. It's just very...
parts of the South are British.
Very British. Very royal seeming.
Right.
So, I don't know. That's she threw that on there. And we had a buddy of ours from Cork City, Ireland, who came to help out during Christmas season, which is the busy time. And I mean, he's from Cork City, Ireland. So he's like working away in this, and it's all this English stuff. It's all this, you know, royal English. He's like, if I gotta bring another.
Can't swear on the program.
Oh, sorry.
That's what bleeps are for.
Sorry about that. But yeah, so it's a very.
So did he sabotage the toffee process?
I don't think so. not that I know of. The Irish are wily. I don't know.
They are.
Maybe
indeed.
He did.
All right. So we've discussed the candy, and then how did you get involved? I've known you for a decade now. You've been a formative.
A force.
Force. Well, well-known comic here in the city as far as establishing open mics go and playing all the rooms. And you are an insider in the comedy scene here in Chicago, in my opinion.
That sounds good. I feel like I'm just hanging around. I don't know.
Most of us are.
Yeah.
Until somebody just gets plucked from obscurity because their steeple horse bit was so good.
That's it. That's it. Yeah.
That all of a sudden, a steeple chase. Steeple. Did I call it steeple horse?
Steeple you horse? Sure did.
Yes, you
steeple
did.
Steeple horse toffee.
That's the name of a southern band, perhaps, down in North Carolina.
Maybe.
I'm opening up a toffee shop calling it Steeple Horse, putting it right next to this guy's place.
McDowell's.
McDowell's. Did you see that actually, as you make that kind of a joke, that they did that in Queens? They actually opened up a McDowell's.
From Coming to America?
For one day, right?
I don't know. I can't remember if
it was like a pop-up thing.
Was it a pop-up thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. They did it, though. It's pretty
cool. Like a pop-up bar, like they did the Saved by the Bell thing here
Correct.
In Chicago. They did the Max, right?
But it was an actual McDonald's, I think, that
allowed it.
Switch everything around. I don't know how that works.
I don't know.
Yeah. Google it.
Hey, go there.
Yeah.
Alex, have you ever been to like a pop-up themed bar or restaurant?
I know.
No?
No. Oh. Have you guys?
No.
No, I haven't, but I tell everybody I have. Yeah, you been to that pop-up Wonderful Laugh Bar?
They're doing a Wayne and Garth one
I don't. Yeah. See, you know more about it than I do.
I heard.
I don't get to the papers much. The show's not real news heavy here.
I've been to a pop-up art gallery.
You have?
Yeah, it was kind of strange.
Oh, and explain how that. Well, I don't understand the concept of that.
The concept is they rent a storefront for a night and they put a bunch of crap on the walls.
It's not crap. It's art.
Is it? One guy's thing was like fake grass. It was on the floor.
Oh, I thought you were about to say that there was a guy who had a piece of poo on a plate, and some guy goes, "That's just crap." And the guy goes, "Is it?" And everyone gave the same smattering of applause when we had Joyce on the program.
Everyone
for the first
has
minute.
Andy Warhol hair.
Andy Warhol hair. Has anybody ever gone into Bosley Medical and said, "Can you give me the Andy Warhol hair?"
Into supercuts.
Honey, forget about the vacation this year. I'm going all in on the Andy Warhol hair.
Spending 30 grand on my hair.
30 grand on Andy Warhol hair.
Mm-hmm.
You should start a line of wigs just called Andy Warhol.
God, it's probably already been done.
That was done 30 years ago.
Well, there's an idea. Andy Warhol wigs. Idea number one of the evening is Andy Warhol wigs.
But it was a bizarre thing. The pop-up art show.
Yeah.
Should have a pop-up everything. Pop-up shoe store.
This is kind of a pop-up radio show, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know? Kind of free-forming and free-willing.
Yeah.
Nothing, don't you think, Alex, Joyce?
Holding
Absolutely.
It together.
In a great way.
You you hosted an open... I texted you last night, Facebook Messengered.
Yes. Yes.
Use that form of communication?
I do, but it's not like if people will... do it, then I guess I gotta do that back, you know. I usually just do normal texting, but
I feel like that's how I find people. I'm like, I can't find his number, and I'm my phone has 8,000 phone numbers with like when it's do you put people's Clay, do you enter people's full names when you enter them into your phone, or do you just put like JoJo?
Sometimes I don't enter their names at all,
right? And you're just like, I don't know, look at you just taking down the toffee,
I'm all over it.
But I messaged Alex, and you were in the midst of running a mic at, where were you last night?
It's Harrigan's Irish Pub.
Oh, yeah. On Halsted Street, right?
It's near Halsted and Diversity.
Yep.
It's called Pint of Laughs. We do it every Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an open mic. I'm not going to say it's the best you know? But it's open mics go, it's decent.
And you're the host.
I'm the host, and then Brendan Murphy, another comedian, he's a co-host, yeah.
And how long do people get?
4 minutes.
4 minutes, standard. That's
plenty.
4 minutes of stuff, yeah.
That's a long time.
You sent me a clip briefly last night of some guy on stage.
Yeah.
He said, here, this is what I'm doing right now, and there's a clip of a guy on stage, and the guy's making like an autism joke.
Oh, yeah.
How did that go over?
And I don't know. I texted Joyce back. I go, oh, what's that room? Autism jokes always go over big.
Yeah.
Yeah. How could the comedian not have known that?
I guess he has street cred because he has autism.
Oh, really?
And his name is Sean Shellhammer, and he's a pilot. He flies for the airlines, and he has autism.
He's on the spectrum somewhere.
He's on the spectrum. Yeah.
Wow.
Man. So he's a comedian because he's on the spectrum a little bit, can now make spectrum jokes.
Right. Yeah.
You
yeah.
can't. You can make jokes about smoking and being thin and bald.
I don't know what's worse. Yeah. Autism on one hand, bald smoker on the other. Take your pick before he's born.
Uh-huh.
That's got to be a weird thing. 50 years in the future, you know?
What kind of kid do you want?
Well, I'll tell you what happened about 50 years ago for some odd reason here, only in the South, really. I hope you're in North Carolina. Half the population is men is on the spectrum, and the other half are bald smokers.
Only in the northern part of the
and
South.
And it's truly a utopian place.
Do you do open mics in North Carolina, too?
Sure. Asheville, even though it's a small city, actually have a pretty good comedy scene there.
Really?
I was surprised, but yeah, they really do. In fact, it's weird. Like, I've been in Chicago.
Get closer
comedy.
To that mic.
I've been in Chicago for a long time, you know, doing comedy, but... Like, I think the best things that I've done in comedy are when I go back home to Asheville and I get something there. I opened up for Colin Quinn a couple of months ago, and that was in Asheville. That wasn't at the Laugh Factory here. That wasn't in Asheville. So.
Wow.
So maybe I should have stayed there. I don't know.
Yeah.
How was that? What's Colin Quinn like? Nice guy?
He's just super New York, super cool, very generous.
Yeah.
Very nice. I mean, I talked to him for like a half hour beforehand, and then... he and my brother talked for like a half hour afterwards, and he's just very, very cool, very low key, and nice.
Nice Irish guy.
Very nice guy. Very, very New York. But
how did the people in Asheville respond to Colin Quinn's set? What does he talk about? What's his set like these days?
He talks about politics and society and everything.
Of course he does. Trump and scream about Trump a lot.
That could be
tricky because you might stumble across a lot of Trump supporters.
Well, Asheville is the last place you'd find a Trump supporter. Asheville's very progressive, not Trump supporter. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Colin Quinn brings it all to like the street corner or like the bar. He takes like world things and he makes it into a conversational thing. And
sure,
I thought he was fantastic. He's always been like one of my favorite comedians.
Oh, he has.
And when I got to open, it was my birthday when I opened up for him. I mean, it was like one of the biggest things.
It's funny you bring him up. I just watched Jerry Seinfeld's Comedian, the movie, and Colin Quinn's all over that film.
Yes,
yeah,
I watch it all the time.
Yeah, he's great in that.
Yeah, he was always great. He was just like a regular guy.
Remote control.
We're talking about him
TV.
As if he passed away.
I know.
He almost did.
And we're also talking about him as if he's Mel Brooks. Let's take it down a notch here.
Yeah, it's true.
Colin Quinn.
Yeah.
He had a heart attack like a month.
The Luke Skywalker of stand-up all of a sudden. Good, my goodness.
He had a heart attack a month ago?
He had a heart attack about a month and a half ago, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Did he happen to be eating any of that candy before that happened?
No, he was eating a lot of potato chips while I was with him. Everybody afterwards is like, oh, was he doing a bunch of cocaine? Because he was like so amped. I was like, no, he's just eating Sun Chips.
Those have the same effect on my kids.
Exactly.
Oh, your kids are all hopped up on Sun Chips.
Was he going for the Harvest Cheddar? That's usually right. My go-to.
Yeah, I'm in Sun Chips Anonymous. Had a problem for a while. Got
Sun
hairy.
Chips Anonymous.
Yeah.
It sounds like that's a place somewhere.
I bet they like the non-Southerner comedian down there because, you know, we talk funny. Everyone thinks we're real dumb and, you know.
Well, I mean, Asheville's like a lot of transplants there. It's kind of a hippie town, but they like, I mean, there's people from
lots of bankers in North Carolina now.
And
the Charlotte area.
For sure, yeah, absolutely. Asheville's, I mean, it's a mixed bag. There's a lot of people from everywhere there. And I think if you bought a ticket to go see Colin Quinn, you'd have an idea, like, I know what I'm getting into, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody would be like, oh my God, what's this, you know.
But, who's this guy? Sounds like he's from Boston or New York or somewhere. I ain't too sure, but I don't like it.
I want to get back to the open mic at Harrigan's. How long have you guys been doing this?
About a year and 3 months.
Okay.
Is there a good crowd in there?
Well, we get a crowd in there, yeah.
Is there one specific night that stands out to you, which was probably one of the lower nights of your stand-up career there, and then another one that was probably your higher
At Harrigan's?
Yes.
Oh, there was a fight there 2 weeks ago.
Oh, how nice.
Comedians fighting?
There was a man in the audience who is like a plumber. He's a man in his 50s.
How'd you know he was a plumber?
He told me.
Oh, nice.
He's wearing a shirt that says, I'm a plumber.
I'm a plumber.
I'm a plumber there,
it's
guy.
It's like the Harvey Levin of plumbers.
So he accused the performer on stage, I won't say what comedian it is, but he said he accused him of stealing jokes.
Oh,
which is
that's high treason.
The lowest of the low.
It's the worst thing that you can do as a comic, and it's probably the worst thing you can accuse a comic of.
Right.
And they almost got into they did fight. They fought in the street. Like they
went outside and threw it down?
Yeah, a 50-something-year-old man.
And a 27-year-old comedian?
Yeah, there's a 27-year-old comedian. I wasn't there.
Whose jokes did he think the comedian was stealing? Was he like yelling it out?
Yeah, he did say. I think he said Anthony Jeselnik.
Oh.
One of those jokes.
Obscure.
Yeah. I would have never, you know.
You Jeselnik thief.
He's a Jeselnik thief.
We watch Jeselnik at the plumber's hall every day. I know every joke the man has.
Over at the HVAC in the plumber's hall, Jeselnik all day.
Rules.
You're no Jeselnik.
Yeah. Like, get your ass out of here.
Now come outside and fight me.
I can hit you with a socket wrench.
You Jeselnik.
That'd be a great, scene in just a movie of a guy, like a comedian up at a bar, like does a shot real quick, pounds it, and he's like, this guy accused me of using an Anthony Jeselnik joke. Taking him out.
That's why I can't be a stand-up comedian, because I want to be, because I'm handsome and funny. And,
yeah. Sure.
I just have this little thing called an Irish temper.
Right.
That if someone heckled me or did something like that, I too would get in a fight.
It's funny that you bring up the handsome part of being a stand-up, because
that's a curse.
That's a curse if you want to be a stand-up comedian.
Correct.
If you're too good-looking...
Nobody cares.
There's no empathy from the audience.
Right.
They're all like, they can't think about your joke. All they're thinking about is how damn hot you are. You know what I mean?
Area.
That's why you got to have like a major flaw.
Right, like a, you know, a big nose or a couple of missing teeth.
Big scar across your chest.
Maybe be bald.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? Can't look good, you know?
Unless you're like a total mess.
Yeah, right?
What are you saying? I mean, Sebastian Maniscalco is kind of, he's all GQ'd out as a comedian.
But he's unique. He's not like... It's not like Brad Pitt going up there and talking about his dad's garage sale.
Who's the best looking? Who's the best looking comic?
You know,
best looking comic of all time.
Best looking comic of all time.
The handsomest comic.
Oh man, that's a tough one.
Handsome comic.
I mean, women too.
And women?
Yeah, anybody. Mm. That's a tough one, man.
Dang it.
Maybe Dice in his heyday.
Andrew Dice Clay.
Dice.
Like the handsomest between comic award.
Elvis, Jerry Lewis, and Sly Stallone.
Frank Stallone.
And Frank Stallone.
Maybe, yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, I don't know, man.
And it's hard.
The best-looking comedian.
Maybe Eddie Murphy.
I didn't know. No, they don't exist. You don't have a guy. You don't say, like... And now, opening for Jerry Seinfeld, Josh Duhamel. You know, George Hamilton.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess, I mean, you wouldn't say that someone like...
Kevin Nealon?
Well, what about like...
Kevin Nealon. We'll give it to Nealon.
David Spade.
Hey, we'll give it to Nealon.
Mm-hmm.
Saget?
Bob Saget?
I guess, what about...
Now we're
Dean
just talking.
Martin. Would Dean Martin?
He's not a stand-up.
But he was an entertainer. He did have a lot of stand-ups.
We're talking about straight-up singer. Joyce has not chimed in once. He's bashful about.
Because he's like, maybe me. He's thinking they haven't said my name yet.
They haven't said me.
Maybe my name's next. And they ain't wearing this pink hat.
Alex Joyce.
I hope they noticed the pink hat.
He's good looking. He's a handsome feller.
Do you wear the pink hat on stage? Do you bring that into the bits?
I haven't yet, but it could be coming.
It's reminding me of?
Alex von Pink Hat.
There's a guy at the Cubs games. He wears a pink hat every game.
I've seen that guy.
It's actually kind of a cool story about why he wears that pink hat, because he went, his wife thought he was having an affair, and he said, no, I'm going to the Cubs game. Yeah, I go every day.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, prove it. And he said he got a pink hat from a vendor one day, and Ward said, look for me in the pink hat.
Right behind home plate.
And that is awesome. He wears it every day.
I've always wondered.
And she's like passed on since, so he still wears it in honor of her. And,
oh, that sounds like such a little sickening Cubs novel. The Pink Hat Diaries.
Yeah.
My husband was cheating on me, but he wore a pink Cubs hat, and I saw him at every game. That way I knew he wasn't.
Stormy Daniels in the Pink Hat Diaries.
Right.
Next week on GN, Stormy Daniels in the Pink Hat Diaries.
Stormy Daniels and Tom Skilling in the Pink Hat Diaries.
A story of love.
Well, Stormy.
And Cubs.
It's a love story. The Doppler's involved a little. It's
Hi,
crazy.
Stormy.
Hey, Stormy. You want to see Stormy. This weather balloon I
Hold
made?
Hold on. Mike and my chairs called me on the phone. I'll come right back.
I saw the thing about when Skilling was crying, you know.
Stormy, hold my weather vane. I'll be back.
They're saying that's like one of the greatest moments in TV history when Skilling started crying at the eclipse and he like just couldn't take it.
I love Tom Skilling. He's a Chicago national treasure. National treasure.
International.
Yep.
Intergalactic.
An intergalactic sensation.
Intergalactic weatherman.
Tom Skilling, an intergalactic sensation.
Tom, I don't mean to poke any fun at you, but you, sir, are an intergalactic sensation.
Not sure if you're aware.
That's just my worldview. Tonight, after the news, the all-new Martin Downey Jr. show.
That's my dream, by the way.
What is that, to have your own Morton Dab?
Yeah, where I can smoke and be rude to people.
Yeah, right?
And we're like, we always have my sleeves rolled up and my tie loose and just smoke and just yell. He was a yeller. He was a screamer.
He was a yeller.
We don't see a lot of that anymore.
We don't see too many people yelling anymore. Can we bring more people yelling in public at their children and their family like back to life? Like,
everyone's too nice.
You're right. That's the problem with society. Everybody's too
sissified.
Nice.
Yeah. It's been sissified.
Mm-hmm.
Do they use the word sissified in Nashville?
Yes.
Like, look at Daryl's truck. He put that spoiler on there. Looks totally sissified.
Sissified.
A spoiler on a truck. What an odd concept.
That would look sissified.
Truck spoiler. That's the name of a band.
Truck spoiler?
Yeah.
It sounds like a German house band.
Truck spoiler.
Truck spoiler.
Tonight, performing in Prague, Truck Spoiler.
Yeah, exactly.
Get your ecstasy, ha ha ha.
Vladimir Putin is a huge fan of Truck Spoiler. And he gave me a CD.
Donald, sit, eat the bass, listen to Truck Spoiler.
Have some bass for lunch and...
Listen to bootleg Truck Spoiler CD I just got from friend.
From friend. Oh my God.
He
goodness.
Says it's hot.
Hot Truck Spoiler.
Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
What if Putin got into Topics? He's a perfect candidate.
For the hair treatment,
yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's good stuff.
How long have you, now you go back and forth, Alex, every year between North Carolina and Chicago.
Do you do summer, winter?
Yes.
Do you try and time it up like that?
I wish I could do it completely, but I go down for Christmas time. Because most of the, like 85% of our business with the toffee is Christmas gifting.
Gotcha.
So I go down there and I help out as best I can. I just make, get sandwiches and coffee.
You smash it with a hammer?
My brother makes the toffee and I just
package it.
Package it, weigh it, run the register, stuff like that.
I feel like your operation's like the back room, like Scarface, just like someone's counting money, someone's smashing toffee with a hammer.
It is.
Making it.
It's,
push it to the limit. We got to play Push It to the Limit tonight.
What's Push It to the Limit?
It's a song from Scarface.
It is?
Yeah, when they're like doing the money and it's like they're going into the bank and out and he's buying the tiger in the car and it's like everything's going great.
Does he buy it? Wait, he buys a tiger in Scarface?
I actually just saw Scarface was on probably about a week ago and I found myself watching it.
Brian De Palma.
It's so over the top. Pacino is so ridiculous in it.
It's perfect though.
I forgot about how it's just like, what?
If someone said, you know, what was Miami like in the 80s? You'd be like, watch this movie.
The world is mine. Mm. Yeah.
The scene in Scarface with the guy with the chainsaw in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Oh my
it's
God.
Like, whoa.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think Trump ever sits in the Oval Office just like watching, like rewinding Scarface back and forth?
Hold on, this is the best part.
He's like, you know, my favorite in the whole movie is Harris Yulin. He's absolutely brilliant.
Which guy
is he?
Play Sosa?
No, Harris Yulin's like the dirty politician. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saddlebomb.
Who plays Sosa?
Well, Robert Loggia is also in Scarface. Isn't Loggia in there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Frank is soft.
That's right.
Right.
Robert Loggia is Frank.
Right.
One of the greatest laughs.
But Harris Yulin plays like the dirty DA, I think.
It's funny you just brought up Robert Loggia because he's been in two films that have been mentioned this evening on the show, Scarface and Armed and Dangerous.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's a Robert Loggia night.
I feel like Robert Loggia tonight.
I feel like Robert Loggia tonight.
That's Chuck Spoiler's number one hit.
Right. I feel like Robert Loggia tonight. Doink, doink, doink. Doink, da, doink, doink, doink. I feel like Robert Loggia tonight. Doink, doink, doink. Da, doink, 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 doink.
There's probably lots of people out there that are like, who's Robert Loggia?
Google Robert Loggia.
When I go to the club and they play the Chuck Spoiler Robert Loggia song, oh, boy, boy.
Yeah, he's a fantastic actor.
He is.
He really is.
I love him. Yeah.
He's yelling.
He's got just the greatest voice.
He's really good in Sopranos, too.
He was great
in The Sopranos.
Great laugh.
Or Sopranos, however. Alex, how do you pronounce Sopranos or Soprano?
I say Sopranos.
Okay. I say Sopranos.
You remember that restaurant that was on Sheffield?
I do.
I love that place.
And they insisted it's Sopranos.
Really?
Yeah, it was right next to Mad River Bar and Vaughn's.
Yes.
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 I know it well.
You know what?
Oakdale and Sheffield.
It's gone.
It's gone, yeah.
Yeah. I was once working near there, and I went and ate there by myself, and I thought to myself, why is this place empty? This place is really good. And then I went by like a month later, and it was gone. I was like, I probably ate poison.
That's tough.
My
favorite bar of all time just got destroyed.
Oh, that's gone. I'm so sorry to hear that. Get closer to that mic.
Johnny O'Hagan's Irish Pub.
Really?
Oh, you opened the Iron... Was it called the Iron Mic with Alex
Good
Jones?
Memory, Patty.
Yeah,
yes.
It was.
It was me and Adam Burke and a guy named Chad Briggs.
I know Chad Briggs very well.
You know Chad Briggs?
I do, indeed. He's in L.A. now.
I love him. He's a great man.
Briggs was in Punching that I made with FND Films.
He is a boxing fan.
Yeah,
is he?
Of which I'm a boxing fan, but it seems like there's only 10 of us now.
Sitting in a room with three more?
Am I?
Yeah, we love it.
Well, I know I knew those guys were, but I didn't know you
I'm a
too.
Big boxing fan.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but Johnny O'Hagan's is gone. It's
now,
leveled.
That's Clark and...
actually, Alex, you
Muriel's
were...
Beef, correct?
Johnny O'Hagan's?
Yeah, it's Clark and Roscoe.
Yeah.
You were at the fight with us.
Yes.
When we went and saw Mick Conlon fight.
That's right.
Now, listen, that's right, you were. Now, how did it get destroyed is the question.
Well, the CTA is doing a thing, and it was one of the casualties of that.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
is it going to reopen?
No.
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 Somewhere else?
In Belfast.
No.
I have
it's going to happen in Belfast.
I have a liquor account up. I have accounts up and down Clark Street there. And,
Billy runs Clark Street.
Gold Crown Liquors was one of those casualties that had to move to Sheffield instead of the Clark corner there in Clark.
What about that beer place? Is that going to, I mean, it's still,
I don't
mean,
know.
It's got to go eventually,
yep.
right?
Yep. I would
They're
think
waiting
so.
Until like a guy in a hard hat shows up and says, you got to quit selling beer. We're destroying this
the
place.
The city bought a lot of those. I mean, I think anybody that owned that property cashed out. They made some
dough. They're going to just turn that whole 10-mile radius into some kind of Cubs Disneyland just hellhole.
A Cubs Disneyland hellhole?
That's right.
Oh, boy.
What kind of hellhole?
I mean, if you're a Sox fan, or just... You know, don't care.
I didn't want to talk about it. The White Sox.
You can't
just,
go near there. It's too aggravating.
Right now,
yeah, the Sox.
I can't go to Windward Sports and buy a snowboard in that community.
No,
wearing Sox gear, they're not going to give me a good
and
price.
You know what else moved? Clay, our favorite spot, Strange Cargo.
Yeah,
yeah, they moved. They're in Andersonville now. They were part of in that kind of corridor.
And there was a place that had good wings over there, Houndstooth.
Houndstooth.
Houndstooth's probably gone.
No, Houndstooth is still open. They're still around.
And that's a University of Alabama themed bar.
Is it really?
It is, yeah.
Roll Tide.
You go in there, they got pictures of Bear Bryant and all the Alabama stuff.
They got pictures of Alabama in there.
When I first moved to Chicago, I mean, there's like obviously tons of Iowa bars, Michigan bars, whatever. But when they opened up an Alabama themed bar across from Johnny O'Hagan's, I was just like,
what?
God just loves me. I mean, this is my favorite Irish bar, Alabama bar across the street. I never go to the Alabama bar, but it's a nice idea.
It's nice to know that it's there.
It's a nice thing.
Did you host that open mic? Was that in the basement there at Johnny O'Hagan's?
Yes.
I used to love that spot. Yeah, that was great down there.
It was nice, cavernous, you know. I liked it. We had a good time there.
So who won, the plumber or the comedian in the fight in the street?
I wasn't there, but...
Oh, you heard about this.
I don't know.
You know what you should do, since you're a fan of boxing?
Yes.
You should have a open mic at a boxing gym, and then if there's a heckler comedian dispute, they put on gloves and they duke it out.
Oh, it's called Pickle Joyce about that. Sounds like a pickle thing.
Yeah.
That sounds like a TV show, like a concept for a stand-up comedy special.
Beat the heckler.
Fight this joke, man. Fight the joke, man.
Fight the joker.
Who's a bigger wimp, a heckler or a comedian?
Yeah.
I know, right? Think about that for a moment.
Yeah.
Like, everybody just goes, I don't know what to do with my life. Somebody want to fight me? Beat me up?
Who wants to fight?
I don't know. All right, well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Alex Joyce has been our guest. We'll be back after these messages.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal, We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Little Scarface.
Manny.
Irish America.
Manny, what are you doing, Manny? Let's go.
Welcome back. It's the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. We're in the final stretch of the program. It's been another week of organized fun.
Yeah.
There hasn't been much of a scientific method to this episode,
no,
has there?
No, never is.
Alex Joyce has been our guest, comedian Alex Joyce, Chicago resident. And
I love you guys.
Thank you. We love you, too.
He's also
a North Carolina resident as well. Are you a dual resident, then?
I suppose. I go back a lot. I'm going back for Cinco de Mayo.
You got driver's licenses in both states?
You sound like a state trooper from Tennessee.
I've got DUIs in three states.
Do you really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Gosh, dang it.
I got DUIs in one state.
Have you ever had a DUI?
I have not. I got arrested for public intoxication when I was a college student at the University of Alabama.
Oh, so you told me this story. I think you told this last time we were on the program.
Yeah, so I got arrested for drunk walking, literally. Yeah.
Drunk walking.
He's a drunk walker.
Fantastic.
He's a drunk walker, sleep talker.
Comedian
pink,
by day.
Pink hat wearing, jokester on the run.
Candy selling guy.
Toffee slanging jokester.
You do run a show called The Blackout Diaries with Sean Flannery. Are you still doing that?
Yes. We do it every Saturday at the Under the Gun Theater. Mm-hmm. Which is at the corner of Newport and Clark, or Newport and Sheffield.
Okay.
And, we have comedians plus non-comedians telling drunk stories.
Mm-hmm.
And the audience gets to ask questions.
But it's a lot of fun. I did it years ago.
Yeah, you need to come back and do it again.
Do another one?
Please do, yeah.
Gosh, it's so...
I'd like to probably try to do a Blackout Diaries myself one night.
I gotta try and remember.
Yes. Clay, you have tons
of them. I got
some
good stuff. I got some real good stuff.
I had a lot of fun. I told... just to let our listening audience know, the Blackout Diaries, yes, is an audience participation storytelling forum, essentially, for comedians and non-comedians that are booked on the show that tell compelling tales... of
drunk stories,
drunk stuff,
drunk, but it better be good.
Adventures.
I got drunk and got a burrito and went home. It's got to be more than that.
No, it's got to be funny for sure. A couple of weeks ago, we had a comedian opened up, then we had a girl who's a DJ tell a story, mm-hmm. and a comedian. And then a professional wrestler named Colt Cabana.
Oh, sure. I know Colt Cabana.
You know Colt Cabana?
Yeah.
He was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then a comedian closed out the show. But a lot of the people who were just like the stars of the show, it ends up being not the comedians, but like nurses and teachers. Like mm-hmm. they drink like crazy and they get the best stories.
Yeah.
They're so much funnier than the comedians, for real.
Yeah. Has anyone ever done a Blackout Diaries kind of like and flipped it on itself? Like, I was the only person sober. Everybody around me was blacked out.
Yes. Yeah. There's people who are like, I was in the middle of the hurricane. I saw everything.
Has anyone done their blackout diary blacked out? On the verge of blacking out?
Oh, have people, like, done the Blackout Diaries blackout drunk?
Yes.
All the time.
All the time people get up there hammered and then tell a story about being hammered.
Yeah. Their story is evolving in front of your eyes.
It's like you're having a blackout diary as you're doing the blackout diaries.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, you guys do have some spots. Do you still have sponsors for the show? I know a longtime sponsor was Malort, Jepson's Malort.
Jepson's Malort.
Are they still sponsoring?
They are still our only sponsor. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it's got to be a difficult thing to go grab sponsors. Like, hey, we're going to tell stories about drinking irresponsibly. Want to sponsor the program?
Yeah, Malort loves it. They totally hop to it. And we give a tasting of Malort to people mm-hmm. in the audience. And
how fitting.
We're very happy to have them as a sponsor.
Absolutely.
Is there a proper flavor profile? Now, I'm a liquor salesman. Is there a proper flavor profile?
Now, I'm a liquor salesman. Stop the presses. Hold the presses here.
To describe Malort to the audience?
Well, has never had it, other than if you like poison.
Malort was before my time.
No, Malort is wormwood. Correct. It's an aperitif, right?
It's a Swedish liqueur. Yeah. It is an aperitif,
mm-hmm.
And we give a whole history of Malort, like what gave rise to this.
All right.
And then we give the taste, but we say if you can come up with a good slogan for Malort, Their official slogan right now is when you need to unfriend someone in person. Malort. That's their official slogan right now. Uh-huh. So we give the audience a chance to come up with their own slogans, and if they come up with a good one, we give them a T-shirt.
Okay.
And how was that judged? Just sort of, all right, here's the 10 submissions, and whoever gets the best applause.
Yeah, audience participation, what do you think's the best? Yeah.
There's no scientists or scientific method involved?
No science at all. No.
Have you ever had a situation while you guys are producing the Black Dot Diaries where somebody doesn't show up and you're short a guy and you just pluck someone from the audience is like, I'll do it, and comes up and tells a story?
No. I mean,
that has never happened.
One of the co-producers would have to just jump in and fill that spot.
Has anyone, as like a co-producer, ever sat there and gone, boy, we don't really have anyone to go on? You know what? Give me 5 shots of that Malort. I'll go on and do it.
Yes, that is the process. That's how it gets done. Yeah. But people do back out a lot because, I mean, people say they're going to do it. And then if they're not a comedian, you know, it's
the nerves
it is public speaking.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they've told all their friends to show up. Where's Mike? Where am I? You know, or whatever.
Do you guys still incorporate like slides into the program?
Yes.
That's what when I did it that one time, I brought like a slide deck and pictures and, you know.
We do, yeah, multimedia.
Multimedia programming.
Drunk experience.
Yeah. That's something to see, boy.
That's something to see, boy.
Multimedia.
They do that show over, it's multimedia.
It's like people are talking and then there's like a movie going on.
Now, in Blackout Diaries, as far as showing multimedia, are there things like throw up that are seen in pictures, or perhaps feces?
Nudity.
Yes.
Nudity.
Yes. There are things that, like, sometimes I'm organizing the PowerPoint and I'm just like looking through the pictures and I'm like, oh my God, we're gonna show this. To an audience of people.
So now these are pictures that people have taken during their blackout, or just like you stock images of that correlate.
It can be that, but it's usually just something to like if somebody's like, oh, I got wasted, I ended up at White Castle, they just have a picture of White Castle.
Gotcha. Sure.
Something to just, you know, amplify the story.
Don't lose it.
I've been wasted at White Castle.
I bet our listeners wish we had some multimedia slides for what we're talking about, you know?
No, nothing to see here.
The next slide is going to be an Andy Warhol wig.
I'm going to hold up a poster of the scientific method.
Scientific method.
Yeah.
Picture of Vladimir Putin.
Yep.
Picture of a German house band, truck spoiler.
Yep.
Picture of the toffee making process.
Picture of Donald Trump watching Scarface in the Oval Office.
Is that it? I mean, are there any more topics, T-O-P-I-X, to cover?
Picture of, you know,
I would love to
a
see
shaker of hair, salt
I would
and pepper
love to see
hair
Trump
shaker.
Sitting in the Scarface, like the hot tub that he sits in, and he's yelling at the TV. I bet you Trump does that every night.
Probably.
But look at the pelican.
Look at the pelican. Fly, pelican. Fly. And when you fly out of the tub, change the channel and put Sean Hannity on now. You silly little pelican.
Alex Joyce has been our guest. We're nearing the end of the program. Alex, I want to thank you. Tell us again, the audience again, where they can see you and the Blackout Diaries.
Guys, you can see the Blackout Diaries every Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Under the Gun Theater at the corner of Sheffield and
Newport.
And I host an open mic called Pint of Laughs.
Sure.
So am I screwing
He's
up the name?
He's questioning himself.
Pint of Laughs. Pint of Laughs at Harrigan's Irish Pub, which is near Halsted in Diversey, 2816 North Halsted.
And that's every Tuesday night, right?
Every Tuesday at 8 o'clock.
At 8 o'clock. Good. This show is presented by Hibernian Transmedia. If you've enjoyed the last hour of this program, you can find archived episodes of the Hooli's Hooli at freecraic.com, or you can search for it on iTunes. There, you have to hit free crack. Don't type in the Hooli's Hooli.
Right.
It's free crack.
Hit the crack.
That's right. Stick around for the program that follows this one. That's The Crack with Gene O'Cooney and Mike Houlihan. They do that show live at the Irish American Heritage Center every Thursday night. And then stick around for the traditional Irish music sessions that follow. The show starts at 6, and the sessions are at 7.
Yep. That's it, man. We're done.
All right.
See you guys next week.
Bye.